we've got a tie game, 78 apiece here in the second half. Syed passed the tie line, double teamed, a long heave to Jabe. Jabe uses the inside, off the lane, good! Jabe Batchley, good for two! 30 seconds left to go here in the second. Kicking back from Brandon Himes, off the baseline, up for two. And that's kicked back from Gingwich. Can't let Kai Guest shoot a three. Back inside, here's Mikey Murphy. Up for two, and that shot's good. Tie game. Back over to Vindo Ram. Vindo gets it to Ballin. Ballin, three ball on the way. Good! Cha-ching, the Pronghorn money ball. It's 49-44. Coming away, she's 4 for 4 from three-point land. Show off of Manuva off the rebound. Asiata back inside. Here's Lena Ballin. Trying to go up with the backhand and lay. Oh, put a little ice on that spin. 39-36, three-point game. 71-70, a minute three left to go here in the fourth. Today, Asiata from the left side trying to look for a screen, but it'll be picked up here with Lena Bullen. She'll drive inside from the left side. Faro over to the right, three-point line. Back to Danae. Danae back to Lena. Lena to the top of the key. Pushing around, poked the ball away as it's Repulsis. Pulses over to Rochelle. They're going to have to get a shot up. Danae Asiata, three-pointer at the buzzer. Good! Three-point bucket, good! It's a two-point lead for the Lady Pronghorns. 71-73. Doubles to the right side, one over to the far left. It was a muffed punt to have the football back. They haven't moved the ball much here in this drive alone after getting the ball back. Hadley Hudson, he steps back, he looks, he's high into the end zone. Tavin Young, a beautiful catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Bolts! So now it's Hadley Hudson. What do you do? You're already down 7-0. Do you try to just do a quick kick again? Trips over to the right side, one over to his far left. Jacob Wiff goes into motion. They'll go for it here on fourth down. He steps up. He fires. Garrett Brewer off the slant route. Out to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Bolts! Thunder Basin strikes off of a fourth down and long. And the Bolts make this a 7-6 ball game. Extra point pending to tie it up here at 7. Three balls and two strikes here. Runners still sitting at first base here for Elmwood. Trying to tack on a run. Here's the 3-2. Check sweep. Doesn't matter. Ring him up, baby. And that puts him gone. We move to the bottom of four. Rough Riders hold on to a 1-0 lead and leaves the runner stranded with no hits, one error, and one left on. Went to hit around 10 this morning. Worked for about 45 minutes hitting drills and a whole bunch trying to locate pitches. That one's going to get in there for a strike. 3-2. So they've already put in a lot of work. They've been doing that each and every day as they go out and they go get some hits in before ball games. Three balls, two strikes, and that one's going to be just high, ball four. And the Riders are going to take on another run, and it will move to a 2-0 ball game here. Here's Sales, rocks and fires home. That one's going to be a shot going back towards the left fielder. Going back, it's long, and it's gone! Home run! The first one of the year for the Rough Riders! Seth Peterson! And it's a 7-3 ball game. 24-17. Match point still here. It's a 1-point spot for the Lady Pronghorns. Critchfield gets it back out. Over to Chloe Murray. Saves by Bondrack. Chloe Murray pips it back over to Paige Rhodes. Rhodes tries to get it back over to Reseach. Eastern Wyoming having some issues. They've got to get the ball over. They do. Here's Paige Rhodes. Chloe Murray. The kill from Kate Vondrack. And it's good. The Lady Pronghorns are heading to the tournament, baby. 25-17, the final.